Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
And it's so funny, John, because I had a guy, and we're going to get back to your phone calls because we appreciate you calling and talking to us and telling us how you feel. I had a guy say, you know, that this is just about yesterday. You guys are going pretty hard for just yesterday. No, when we talk about this offense, this is going back to the start of the season. And, John, if you would, give those numbers again that you started the show with, because I think it's important for people to understand that yesterday was like the culmination of all the things that we've been watching when we didn't score and didn't move the ball and didn't get in the red zone the way we needed to. So this is important. It's not 1 week. I never get overly excited about 1 week. The NFL is a week-to-week deal, man. Next week we could come out and blow doors. And John said, is it going to be a false positive? Are you going to say, wow, offense is fixed? Consistency is the key. What are those numbers, John?
Three touchdowns. Three, and as one caller rightly pointed out, one of those was a gimme. Three touchdowns, not that's the entire year, by the way. That's not a game or a quarter. That's the entire three games. None to a wide receiver or a tight end. And by the way, you can go look at the video. There's multiple times where, at least two or three, where Kyle Pitts is running totally free down the middle of the field because the safeties have crept up here to try to deny Bijan Robinson because they know that Michael Penix is afraid to throw over the field, and Penix is under panic attack, and he's releasing quickly into, you know, tight coverage, press coverage on the outsides, trying to force balls in, which is leading to pick sixes, and of course overthrows because he's going, well, I got to go up the ladder because I can't squeeze it in there, and so everything's being overthrown. It's a failure of an offensive scheme and an offensive coordinator to put his young quarterback in a position to win now that they have a book on him. And that goes back to yesterday. Again, this is the stat that Torrey McElhinney had that if you didn't hear it in the first hour, you got to hear it again because it's mind-blowing. This is the first time in 50 yesterday in Carolina, first time in 55 years of the NFL that a team outgains its opponent by over 100 yards, and the Falcons were over 100 yards, 108 more than the Carolina Panthers, lost by at least 30 points in a shutout since the Dolphins lost to the Colts in 1970. The Baltimore Colts. I don't even know. I don't know, Carl. Don Shula coaching the Dolphins or the Colts at the time. I don't even know.
It's a long time. 55 years. And that puts in perspective just how bad yesterday was. So here's one more stat, since stats are for losers. Bryce Young has 7 career wins. 3 of those against us. 3 of those against us. So, listen, if I'm Bryce Young, I'm trying to play the Falcons every damn week, okay? If I'm Bryce Young, obviously he's unlocked the magic of whatever it takes to beat us. These numbers only indicate one thing. Our offense isn't working.
Yeah, but Bryce Young didn't beat it. The Carolina had 224 yards in offense.
Oh, I know.
That should have been 30-0 Falcons.
Fricky, he only threw 420 yards. It's embarrassing.
And they only ran for 100. I mean,
it's embarrassing.
No, it's not like Chuba Hubbard killed us.
No.
I mean, no. I mean, we killed ourselves.
And a guy, and here's the other
By the
thing.
Way, special teams has killed us too.
Well, let's
go back to, if you have a kicker that, the New Orleans game last year, right? The three misses by Koo. How about the game against Washington when, I don't even know that, just what Ramsey, whatever the hell his name was, when he couldn't make the game winner at the end of the week. Then you had in Tampa against Koo to tie it, and then last week. You know, I mean, yesterday when you have, two early field goals that could have changed the complexion of the game, maybe settled your quarterback down.
Yes, makes you feel better.
Marquise Williams, his job ought to be on the line.
Well, yeah, I keep hearing, Marquise is a great communicator, and he is.
I love him, but you know what? Loving results, dude.
Results. Yeah,
you know?
Can we find a kicker?
He can come watch the game with me. Yeah, I mean, can he's welcome to have beers.
Parker Romo, the two misses yesterday. Big picture look, okay? Makes you feel better if he hits the 49-yarder to start the game. We're up 3-0. We're on the board. That's what John's talking about. Then he comes out, misses the 55-yarder. Okay, that's a hit or miss. But 55-yarders these days, guys, like a 35-yarder. It's not that big of a deal. And he had enough leg. It just wasn't there. And so those things set the tone for games. And you just can't dismiss, 5 for 5 the week before, and then he went 0 for 2. No. Can't do that. All right, let's talk to Bob and Swanee. Bob, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcon Monday. What's bugging you about this team? Where you at? Hey, man.
Hey, guys. So you asked what's bugging me.
Yes.
And ordinarily, I don't watch what happens to players and coaches after the game, but the reaction, I just felt, what am I watching when I saw Ra glad-handing one of the Carolina players after that humiliating loss? I just thought that's more than bad optics. That's out of touch. And during the game, you watch Ra, and he's not talking to anybody on the headset. I'm like, what is he doing to change the course of this game? And then to see him so happy after that game, I'm like, what's happening? Didn't we just get humiliated? That bugged me.
And it's fair. It's a fair comment. We haven't discussed it today, not yet, but now we are. Many of you saw the footage. And look, first of all, I want to put this in perspective for fans who may or may not get this. A lot of these guys know each other. A lot of these guys either have played with each other, they've known each other, they're in camps with each other. The coaching community is a small community. So it's not uncommon, first and foremost, when you know half or all the staff that you're playing against, and there's a mutual respect, fine. But there also is reading the room and understanding that you set the tone with the way that you handle these situations. And, Ra is a friendly guy. He's gregarious in the way he goes about his business. That's just who he is. I understand that. But in this particular moment, I'm not going to disagree with you. In this particular moment, I didn't need to see him smiling and dapping guys up when we just got our ass kicked. I agree with you on this. I felt like there should have been some urgency to get to the locker room and been like, I don't know what the hell we did, but we will not do that again. And maybe those words were muttered. Maybe that's exactly what he said. But the appearance of, man, we just got destroyed out here. My team played like crap. Hey, fellas, good game. Yeah, good to see you, baby. What's going on? Screw that. Shake hands with Dave Canales and get your ass off the field. That's where I'm at. So I agree with you wholeheartedly in that moment, but I also understand, and I'm trying to give him a little grace here to say, hey, I know you might know all these guys, because he told us last week, I know all the staff, got monster respect, but I just lost to you. If I lose to Oren, if I lose to Day-Day, I don't care what it is. I'm like, yo, I'll see y'all tomorrow. That's just how I am. So I'm with you on that. I just want to state that because I know that's been a topic of conversation for a lot of people on social media. It's like, yo, we just got beat badly. And our coach is like, hey, see y'all next time. I'll tell you this. I watched the end of that Denver game. Denver played the Chargers yesterday, John. Let me tell you something. And I've never liked him. I didn't like him when he was in New Orleans, but I respect the hell out of Sean. And let me tell you something, Sean Payton yesterday, he barely shook Harbaugh's hand as they got off the field. He was like, and they lost on a last-second field goal. But that's the nature of this. The competitiveness of this, and I'm not telling you Ra's not, but I hear what you're saying, and I felt the same way. He didn't handle it that way. He handled it how he wanted to handle it. I didn't like it either. Cordell, on the east side, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Uncle Carl, what's good?
What's going on?
First off, Zach Robinson, I'm watching you. That's number one. Secondly, what's really bugging me about the Falcons is, like, they're making the easy stuff look hard. Like Billy Bowman looked like a fourth-round rookie safety. Running into Ray on the punt. Playing the wheel route wrong on the fourth down, giving up a huge play. Stuff like that. So, and it's like, there's no reason why Tyler Allgeier should have one carry in the same game. I'm sorry. Like, based off what they did last year, the dude went for 100 yards last year. Why is that not the game plan this time? I feel like Zach Robinson, he's got away from what got him to the dance, and that's run the ball, play action, and quit game. Got too cute yesterday. You come out, you throwing the ball like 10 times in your first 15 plays. That's not Falcons football. That's not what we do. Run the ball, play action. That's all I got to say.
Great stuff. John, you agree?
Yeah, I think it's all coaching. This is all coaching to me. I think the players are actually pretty good. I like the fact I still like Michael Penix. I think you can put him in positions to win, and they haven't done it. They're running deeper outs, putting him in the pistol, putting him under pressure within a second and a half. He's having to unload. He's not going to second. He's locking in on one guy. This is very rookie stuff because he's panicking back there, and they're not rolling him out. They're not getting, a couple of times they threw it out in the flat. I think Bijan had four or five catches. But they've got to try to move the ball and move it, in a way that they can force that defense not to have to load the box here so that he can look over the middle, and he's got to be afraid not to go over the middle because he's got guys wide open over the middle. So you got to figure out, you've got to match your offense to the quarterback, and right now Zach Robinson is trying to match the quarterback to the offense, and it's not working.
Great point. 404-726-0929. He said making the easy stuff hard. I love that comment.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Coaching.
Let's not make the easy stuff hard. The easy stuff is the easy stuff. There's enough hard stuff to go around. Before I get to Zachary, I do want to state this. Before camp started, I said, Koo, I'm watching you.
Koo, I'm watching you.
We know what happened there. To our last caller's point, that is now Zach, I'm watching you. Because this offense has to get better. And if it doesn't, then...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's going to be change. This offense has to be better. So I'm not running anybody out of town quite yet, but I said it before camp. Cool? Watching you. And then it transpired. Zach, we got to do a better job. And I think the entire city and everybody that's a Falcon fan across the country is saying the same thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.